I don't know, Brother Numrod, said Brother dutifully. Your hand to wither and drop off, screamed the voice in his head.
There's very good eating on one of these, you know, said the Master of Novices.
He saw the expression on Brother's face.
Look at it like this, he said. Would the great god Om, Holy Horns, ever manifest himself in such a lowly creature as this? A bull, yes, of course, an eagle, certainly, and I think on one occasion a swan. But a tortoise?
Your sexual organs to sprout wings and fly away.
After all, Numrod went on, oblivious to the secret chorus in Brother's head, what kind of miracles could a tortoise do?
Your ankles to be crushed in the jaws of giants.
Turn lettuce into gold, perhaps, said Brother Numrod, in the jovial tones of those blessed with no sense of humour. Crush ants underfoot?
said Brother dutifully.
I shall take it along to the kitchen out of your way, said the Master of Novices. They make excellent soup, and then you'll hear no more voices, depend upon it. Fire cures all follies, yes?
Soup?
Said Brother.
Your intestines to be wound around a tree until you are sorry.
Numrod looked around the garden. It seemed to be full of melons and pumpkins and cucumbers. He shuddered.
Lots of cold water, that's the thing, he said. Lots and lots.
He focused on Brother again. He wandered off towards the kitchens. The great god Om was upside down in a basket in one of the kitchens, half buried under a bunch of herbs and some carrots. An upturned tortoise will try to right itself firstly by sticking out its neck to its fullest extent and trying to use its head as a lever. If this doesn't work, it will wave its legs frantically in case this will rock it upright. An upturned tortoise is the ninth most pathetic thing in the entire multiverse. An upturned tortoise who knows what's going to happen to it next is, well, at least up there at number four. The quickest way to kill a tortoise for the pot is to plunge it into boiling water. Kitchens and storerooms and craftsmen's workshops belonging to the church's civilian population honeycombed the citadel. It takes 40 men with their feet on the ground to keep one man with his head in the air. This was only one of them, a smoky-ceilinged cellar whose focal point was an arched fireplace. Flames roared up the flue. Turnspit dogs trotted in their treadmills. Cleavers rose and fell on the chopping blocks. Off to one side of the huge hearth, among various other blackened cauldrons, a small pot of water was already beginning to seethe.
"The worms of revenge to eat your blackened nostrils," screamed Om, twitching his legs violently.
The basket rocked. A hairy hand reached in and removed the herbs.
"Hawks to peck your liver."
A hand reached in again and took the carrots.
"Afflict you with 1,000 cuts."
A hand reached in and took the great god Om.
"The cannibal fungi of..."
"Shut up," hissed Brother, shoving the tortoise under his robe. He sidled towards the door, unnoticed in the general culinary chaos. One of the cooks looked at him and raised an eyebrow.
Just got to take this back," Brother burbled, bringing out the tortoise and waving it helpfully. "Deacon's orders."
The cook scowled and then shrugged. Novices were regarded by one and all as the lowest form of life, but orders from the hierarchy were to be obeyed without question, unless the questioner wanted to find himself faced with more important questions like whether or not it is possible to go to heaven after being roasted alive. When they were out in the courtyard, Brother leaned against the wall and breathed out.
"Your eyeballs to..."
the tortoise began.
"One more word," said Brother, "and it's back in the basket."
The tortoise fell silent.
"As it is, I shall probably get into trouble for missing comparative religion with Brother Welk," said Brother. "But the great God has seen fit to make the poor man short-sighted, and he probably won't notice I'm not there. Only if he does, I shall have to say what I've done, because telling lies to a brother is a sin, and the great God will send me to hell for 1,000,000 years.
"In this one case I could be merciful," said the tortoise. "No more than 1,000 years at the outside."
"My grandmother told me I shall go to hell when I die anyway," said Brother, ignoring this. "Being alive is sinful. It stands to reason because you have to sin every day when you're alive." He looked down at the tortoise. "I know you're not the great god Om, Holy Horns, because if I was to touch the great god Om, Holy Horns, my hand would burn away. The great god would never become a tortoise, like Brother Numrod said. But it says in the book of the prophet Sina that when he was wandering in the desert, the spirits of the ground and the air spoke unto him. So I wondered if you were one of those." The tortoise gave him a one-eyed stare for a while. Then it said,
"Tall fellow, full beard, eyes wobbling all over the place."
"What?" said Brother.
"I think I recall him," said the tortoise. "Eyes wobbled when he talked, and he talked all the time, to himself, walked into rocks a lot."
"He wandered in the wilderness for 3 months," said Brother.
"That explains it then," said the tortoise. "There's not a lot to eat there that isn't mushrooms."
"Perhaps you are a demon," said Brother. "The Septuagint forbids us to have discourse with demons. Yet in resisting demons, says the prophet Fruni, we may grow strong in faith."
"Your teeth to abscess with red-hot heat."
"Pardon?"
"I swear to me that I am the great god Om, greatest of gods."
Brother tapped the tortoise on the shell. "Let me show you something, demon." He could feel his faith growing if he listened hard.
End of CD 1.